KOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Well, things have been hopping. Things have been hopping at Walnut Elementary School, having a big food drive, as the fourth graders there have been, raising or, I guess, collecting food to benefit Food for Students. And we're joined now by Walnut School fourth grade teachers Becca Anderson and Lori Bishop. Becca, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing good. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
All right, Becca, let's talk a little bit about the drive. How long have you been going with this, and why pick Food for Students here to help out?
Well, we started it on Monday, and honestly, we didn't pick it. The students picked it. We started a project-based learning unit about how we could help our community, and we're learning about food insecurity, and the kids really zoned in on that. We found out some numbers from Lyon County, and then we were able to talk to several different organizations, and then the kids voted to help out Food for Students.
Well, Becca, how has the drive been here this week?
You know, I think we've been really surprised about the amount of items that we've been able to receive. As of yesterday, we counted 566 items, which is huge.
Yeah.
It's an amazing amount. But the students here have put a goal to try to get 2,021 items. So that's what we're trying to reach here before the end of the day on Friday.
Lori, what's it been like to watch the kids as they're bringing in the items here for the food drive, but also, I guess, maybe in the learning process about food insecurity items, which is, you know, starting to take a much greater role the way it appears when it comes to, as far as the education side of things, specifically with social-emotional learning?
It's been very unique to see their reactions, because here at Walnut, when we were learning about it, we learned that we have about 116 Food for Student bags that go out every month for our students. So that gave them just a little bit of a reality check that this isn't something that is a problem other places. It's a problem here. And to see their compassion and their want to help out their fellow peers has been really heartwarming. And they get so excited whenever kids are walking into school with bags of food or boxes of food. And they're outside holding signs every morning at drop-off and pick-up, telling everyone that we're having a food drive and where they can drop the food off. They're just super pumped about it.
Community service is a great thing. It really is.
Isn't it, though?
Great to see our students getting involved. Now, Becca, when you talk about Food for Students, I think you're looking for specific items there, too, because these are items that are packed to be able to give to kids in the school district to take home over the weekend. So basically, were they set with a list then of what they can bring?
Yeah, we were able to talk to Heather Wagner over at, she works with the district, and she gave us kind of a list of items to look for, things like dry beans, dry rice, macaroni and cheese packs, peanut butter and crackers, top of the list, to just things that were easy for the kids to manipulate, open, and serve.
All right. So would you invite members of the public, if they're hearing this or become aware of this, to drop items off at the school prior to the end of school tomorrow?
Oh, yes. We would love for the community to come and help us out and help the kids really reach that goal of 2,021 items. We do have a box kind of in the opening breezeway of the school, so you won't have to ring the doorbell to drop off the items. You can just pull up, walk in, drop them off at the box, and then we're good to go. We'll be counting them today and tomorrow. So,
and we do also have a vaccine clinic at our school tonight from 4 to 8, and our box will be set up outside that same place there, so people can even come a little later tonight to drop it off if they would like.
Lori, I was going to ask you really quickly, kind of along the lines of another question that we asked, but what type of long-term lessons do you think that something like this can give your students?
One of the things I think it teaches is, first of all, appreciation for what you have and the blessings that you have in your life, but I also think that it teaches just the soft skills of compassion and empathy and just being aware of the struggles that other people may be going through and teaching kids to look outside themselves. And I think that those lessons are so valuable.
Outstanding. Lori, anything else you wanted to add before we close things down here today?
I don't think so. Just thanks to anyone who has donated already, and we appreciate any support we're getting. Walnut is a great place to be, a great place for students, and we really appreciate the support from our community.
Well, thanks to both of you, and thanks to the fourth grade students at Walnut Elementary for helping out food for students, and we're anxious to see what the total comes up after tomorrow. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate it. Yes,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, Lori Bishop, Becca Anderson, fourth grade teachers, Walnut Elementary School. Their big food drive to benefit food for students. Chuck?
Great stuff there. Don't forget, too, that we do have some spots available here for next week's morning show. So if you want one of those, give us a call at 342-14.